Now time to talk Wetmore basketball here on our Locker Room Chats on 92.1 KMZA. Talking with Cardinals girls coach, that is Irene Kiefer. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, it probably had to feel really, really good for you first year as the head coach. You get your first win of the year on Tuesday night against Blue Valley, 39-36. What was that experience like to be with your team and to get that first win on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was really exciting, and like you said, just to get that first win out of the way, especially coming off to that disappointing loss that we had against Onega the day before. You know, everybody came together, and we talked about what we needed to fix, and we corrected it all and got out there, worked together. Got a little sloppy there at the end. We had Kenzie Strothman foul out again there in the fourth quarter. So, you know, there's still a couple things we got to fix, but, yeah, feels definitely great to get that win out of the way.
Mentioned Tuesday. That game was actually last Friday. It was a set of back-to-backs for you with the Onega game on Thursday and then Blue Valley on a Friday. So you've had a little bit of extra practice time this week gearing up for the Hanover game on Friday. How have you kind of utilized this extra practice time to get geared for that game?
You know, we've just been kind of going over what they've done in the years past. I actually went up to Centralia yesterday and watched them play against Centralia, just trying to figure out what they got going for them. And, you know, if they're watching our films, we've been struggling with that press for some reason, but we've been working hard at it. We got it under control now, and, you know, we're just ready. You know, like I said, big, big test right out the gate against Hanover, the number two ranked. But we're ready to face them.
Well, you talk about Hanover. Of course, you had an opportunity. You mentioned you went and saw them at Centralia the other night. Centralia won that game 47-29. But what stood out about Hanover and potentially the challenges they can present to you guys on Friday?
They are a very fast-paced team. And, you know, you can tell they've worked with each other. Majority of them are all seniors, so they've all worked with each other for, you know, their high school careers, whereas we have only one returning starter. And, you know, our cohesion isn't as quite great as theirs is, but it's something that we hope to get together down the line. But like I said, it'll be a great test for us to really see where we're standing and hopefully pull out the W.
Well, Kenzie Strothman, of course, we've talked about her before. Obviously, all-league returning player from a year ago. We saw her foul out against the Buffaloes the first game, and then you mentioned she fouled out again against Blue Valley. Have you worked with her a little bit in terms of maybe what she's doing, whether on either end of the floor to try to counteract that? Because obviously you want and need her on the floor.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things where we want to be an aggressive team. We want to, you know, be a stout defensive team. Her height is just kind of a huge advantage but a disadvantage at times, and we're getting a lot of over-the-backs calls. That's where a majority of her stuff is coming from. We are switching her back out to the position she's been playing, which is point guard. Hopefully get her out of that paint, get her out of that jumble, and hopefully ease her out of those fouls. But yeah, we're just, like I said, we want to be aggressive, but we got to work out, you know, what's going to work and what's not going to work.
It's another key test for you coming up on Friday. You're back at home. You get Hanover, the Wildcats, coming off a loss to Centralia on Tuesday, and you guys are off to a 1-1 start yourself. So good start. Congrats on the first win. Good luck on Friday against Hanover, and we will do it again next week. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.